True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go. Thursday Night Football on tap tonight. And hour three of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Hope you're having a great morning. Thanks for being with us live across the country from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. in the East. Got the whole crew here for our final hour. And we're about to bring in Marcus Ebersol from 105.7 The Fan in Green Bay to get us ready for the Pack and the Commanders. Then we'll have our own preview in 20 minutes, and that is followed by the Dogster and our favorite plays on this Thursday coming up at 8:40. Also, welcome to our audience on Stadium. How you doing this morning as we stream our final hour? You can do so by downloading the Valley Sports Live app. Also find us on YouTube TV, DirecTV, Amazon Prime, Samsung TV Plus, and other platforms. And we are streaming our final hour on X as well. So we jump right to it tonight in Green Bay. 2-1-0 teams, the Commanders visiting the Green Bay Packers. And to talk about it, we bring in Marcus Ebersol, host of Better Call Ebersol on 105.7 The Fan in Green Bay. Marcus, good morning to you. So I guess we got to start off with a Micah Parsons question. I know you've only answered a billion of those over the past week or so, but how much better did he make that defense against the Lions?
So much better. And it's really funny because you're right. Even questions that aren't asked directly about Micah Parsons, I feel like we all find a way to bring it back to Micah Parsons because the vibe of this team has just changed so much since they acquired him a couple weeks ago. It's been night and day. Not that the vibe was totally off throughout training camp, but it just didn't necessarily feel like a top-tier Super Bowl contending kind of team. They had so many injuries throughout camp. And after camp, I kind of just like shrugged my shoulders and I'm like, wait, that's it? It's over? Like I kept waiting for that crescendo for things to build, but they kept losing guys. Then they make this Micah Parsons trade and everything's completely shifted. He only played 30 snaps in that game last week, but had a few pressures, had a pressure on the interception by Evan Williams. He had the sack where he looked like a lion chasing down a gazelle. Actually, he was technically a lion chasing down a lion because he chased down Jared Goff. But, yeah, it's night and day, and it's hard to imagine how much better the defense is going to be when he's not coming off on and off the field all game.
Yeah, I think that's my next question is how much Micah Parsons are we seeing in this game? Because it's always a great thing to have Micah Parsons in the lineup, but especially against the Commanders, because he has great numbers against Washington. 10.5 sacks in 8 games against the Commanders during his career, and even 4.5 last year against Jaden Daniels when he was playing with the Cowboys. So do we expect more of a heavier dosage of Micah Parsons tonight?
Well, it's interesting. Certainly defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley is hoping so. And he said that there's assistant coaches on staff that are monitoring the snap counts. But Micah actually has a lot of say in that as well. It's going to depend how he's feeling. He's still not into top-tier football shape yet, obviously, because he missed the entire training camp with the Cowboys because of the contract dispute. So he's kind of using these game reps as what would typically be your practice reps to get ready for the season. I would expect to see a little more from Micah than we did the other day. Then again, it was just the other day, right? It was just 4 days ago that he was on the field for the first time in however many months. But you're right, he has great numbers against the Commanders, and obviously Jaden Daniels is a unique challenge. But Micah Parsons is a really unique pass rusher in that you can line him up wherever. And look, Jaden Daniels, for his 4.3 speed or whatever you clock him at in the 40, I mean, there aren't many 250-pound defensive linemen who run 4.3, but Micah Parsons is one of one and wearing number one. And I think everybody's excited to see that one-on-one matchup, even though it's not necessarily just Micah Parsons versus Jaden Daniels. Look, when Jaden Daniels gets into the open field, he's running away from defensive backs, much less linebackers or defensive linemen. He's not necessarily running away from Micah Parsons, because Micah Parsons is an absolute freak. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Marcus, as a whole, how good could this defense be? Because they were very good last year. They certainly look like they're an improved unit this year, and they shut down a Lions team that was just all world. Was that the Lions maybe taking a step back, or is that the Packers really being that good on D?
Well, I think it's going to be interesting to monitor throughout the course of the season, throughout the first month or so, because as you guys know, week one is a liar. I mean, every year there are discrepancies and things that happen that you look back on a few months later and you're like, wait a second, who beat who or what happened in week one? Obviously, the Lions are adjusting to having two new coordinators. They felt good about their continuity because they were both familiar with their system offensively and defensively. So they didn't necessarily expect there to be that big of a drop off. But look, I also think you have to give the Packers defense a ton of credit. If you watch that game, I mean, Jeff Hafley, their D coordinator, was talking about it the other day. He said it's one of the most proud moments he's ever had as a coach, just being up in the booth calling that game and seeing the play style for this defense, the way they rally to the football, like all 11 hats. You watch just about every play, whenever the ball carrier is brought down, there's 7 or 8 yellow helmets. Tonight they'll be white, by the way, but 7 or 8 yellow helmets near the football, and that play style is just contagious. They feed off each other. And I think you really started to see signs of that last year. They were 6th in total defense last season. They were 6th in scoring defense last season. They were 7th best against the run. They were 5th in takeaways. And that was year one under a new coordinator in Jeff Hafley. Now in year two, you add Micah Parsons. You bring in some more pieces. You're feeding off that energy that you started to show last year. They're cooking with gas right now on defense. I really believe that they have one of the best defenses in the NFL. And then you look at their offense, and yeah, I think it's a good recipe for the Packers right now.
All right, so let's talk about this game tonight. So odds makers are expecting a tight game. Line is 3.5, but Packers are favored. What's the confidence level for tonight in handling business against the Commanders?
I think the Commanders are a really good team. What it comes down to me is I feel like, if you look at the offense and defense for both teams, I think 3 out of the 4 units have established themselves as pretty darn good. So both offenses, really good. Packers defense, we just talked about, really good. I'm not quite sold on the Commanders defense yet. I know that they looked good last week against the New York Giants, but that's Russell Wilson, that's the New York Giants. The Green Bay Packers are a better offensive team. The Commanders are going to have to sustain that level of play before I fully buy into their defense. They're going to have to do it for a longer period of time. They were the 3rd worst run defense in football last year. They're kind of an older group. They got some players over there, for sure. I mean, Bobby Wagner's still playing at a high level. Their other linebacker, Frankie Louvu, is a really interesting player. The Packers are dealing with some injuries on the offensive line, which is something worth watching, because they could be down 2 starters tonight with right tackle Zach Tom and left guard Aaron Banks. That is something to monitor for sure. I just feel like the Packers' offense is too balanced. They can beat you on the ground. They can throw it over the top if you want to gear up and stop the run like the Lions did last week. So that's really where I think the Packers win the game. I mean, again, I have a ton of respect for Jaden Daniels. I think the Commanders are a very talented team. They're a dangerous team. But ultimately, picking tonight's game, I think the Packers' offense versus the Commanders' defense, that's where the biggest mismatch lies.
Marcus, if you're looking at the Packers as a whole, and I know you mentioned those potential injuries or a couple of guys who potentially may not play on the O-line, what is the big area of concern in this game if you're Green Bay? Is it up front?
I think it has to be there just because, look, last year in the season-ending loss to the Eagles, they suffered a couple injuries on the offensive line, and they were just severely overmatched. Now, that's the one area they emphasized this offseason, by signing Aaron Banks, by drafting Anthony Belton in the second round, and then a week before the season, they made a trade with the Eagles for a backup tackle, Darian Kennard. They did not want that to happen again. They wanted more depth on the offensive line, so they feel good about it. But it's funny in football how you feel good about your depth, and then you lose a couple guys, and there goes your depth. And you're like, okay, well, now we're playing with potentially Darian Kennard, who just got here a couple weeks ago at right tackle. And then they were plug and play Jordan Morgan, last year's first round pick, at one of the guard spots. So I actually think they pretty much have six starters on the O-line. But the other one, Darian Kennard, if he's starting at right tackle, I mean, that would be a big question mark. So, yeah, I do think that would be chief among their top concerns going into this one.
All right, so on the show, we bet on props. And I think looking at the Packers' receivers is such a tough challenge, you know, because they spread the ball around so much. So when you look at tonight's game, is there a receiver that you like the most? Like, who's having a big game tonight?
Yeah. Yeah. So the Packers have a good offense, you're right. But for betting props, for fantasy, the Packers are a freaking nightmare. I mean, you don't know who it's going to be any given week. Like, good luck guessing it. Aside from Josh Jacobs, it's hard to know if it's going to be a Tucker Kraft week, if it's going to be Jaden Reed, Romeo Doubs, whoever. I will just say this. Matthew Golden only had two catches. He was only targeted twice in the season opener. This is my 12th year covering the team. I have never been more impressed with a rookie than I was with Matthew Golden all summer. He didn't drop a pass. He looked phenomenal. He's always wide open. He was uncoverable in one-on-ones, and it was every day. So if he ever had a quiet day in camp, I didn't miss a practice. He may have had one. I don't even remember it. But if he had a quiet day, then the next day you're leaving thinking, oh, my God, Golden did it again. He looks great. So just because he was relatively quiet and only targeted twice in the season opener, I feel like he's the kind of guy that they have big plans for going into just about any game, where they're going to scheme stuff open for him on the money downs. If it's a third down and they like the matchup with the opposing corner, they're going to feed number zero, Matthew Golden. So based on what he did, I don't even know what his prop is, Chelsea. You could probably tell me. But he had two catches in the season opener. I'm guessing that number is probably a little too low. I think Golden catches four-plus passes tonight.
Talking to Marcus Eversole, host of Better Call Eversole on the Fan 105.7 in the Green Bay. Marcus, before we let you go here, we've got about 2.5-3 minutes. Is Caleb Williams ever going to get better? As someone who follows the division, what is your take on watching him?
That is such a great question. I don't know. I think Caleb Williams is really talented. It's funny because over the last couple of years, I did not want to see the Bears get Caleb Williams because I thought Caleb Williams is a really talented guy. I very much enjoyed the Bears not having a good quarterback. I was hoping that they'd give Justin Fields a lifetime contract. I didn't want to see them let him go. I did not want to see Caleb Williams in Chicago, but they got him. And then this last year, I wanted to see Ben Johnson go anywhere but Chicago. Like, get out of the division. He's a smart offensive mind. I didn't want to see him go there. So they got Ben Johnson after getting Caleb Williams. Now they have both of them. And it's like, man, they have the makings there. They have the quarterback and the offensive mind to be pretty good. But it just feels like an odd fit. I know it's only early. It's really early on still. We're only through training camp, preseason, and one regular season game. They started fast the other day, but it just kind of feels like the Ben Johnson offense it's a smoother kind of fit with a guy like Jared Goff, who's just going to run his offense, whereas Caleb Williams, one of his superpowers is kind of getting off script and running that backyard, schoolyard kind of stuff. So it just feels a little off. It's still early. I want to reserve judgment, but I'm not as sold. Like, if you would have told me a year ago, hey, you know, the Bears are going to have Ben Johnson as their head coach, Caleb Williams is in his second season, I would have expected a year ago to feel a little more worried than I am right now. And to me, it just kind of feels like the Bears might screw it up again.
I mean, it certainly wouldn't be the first time, that's for sure. He is host of Better Call Eversole on the Fan 105.7 in Green Bay. It is Marcus Eversole. Marcus, we always appreciate the time. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you.
You bet. I mean, that's the thing is that I don't know what it is about particular teams or organizations, but even when the pieces fall to them, sometimes they just don't get it right. And there's a lot of different factors there. But if there is a team right now, if there's a franchise that can maybe muck this up, it's Chicago.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Like, what is the best quarterback they've had in the last 10 years? Is it Jay Cutler?
Jay Cutler?
Probably. Smoking Jay?
Smoking Jay? Once again, another mark in the column for why football players should go back to smoking. Best quarterback you've had, smoker.
Right? Smoking Jay out there somewhere. Still getting DUIs, which we do not condone.
Oh my God. No, we don't.
But he was such a different personality. Because, like, that's the thing. You want guys with, like, different personalities. And you see guys who are, like, leaders on the field. And they're vocal leaders. And Jay Cutler was just over there looking like he did not care one iota what happened.
Not at all. And, you know, Jay Cutler gets a lot of derision. And yet, best quarterback for that franchise in forever, which should tell you something and how hard it is to be a starting quarterback in the NFL. Coming up, Thursday Night Football, Lambeau Field, Green Bay, Washington. A preview coming up next on the Daily Tip here on the BetMGM Network.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Daily Tip on BetMGM Network. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Coming up on the show, to the best teams in the NFC, give us a potential playoff preview. Yeah. Yeah. I said playoffs. That is tonight in Green Bay, and we're going to tell you how we're betting it. We're talking about awkward interactions during the break. And I told you one yesterday where it wasn't an awkward interaction, but I came away thinking it was one. And it wasn't. It was okay. Thank God. But, well, I don't want to tell the story because I'm not trying to embarrass anyone. But I think, when is the last time you were in a situation where, all right, this is kind of getting awkward for whatever reason, and I got to find a way to, like, maneuver my way through this conversation and make it right or get back on track here? Is it the weather?
Yeah, weather conversations, number one on the list. That applies to everybody. If you talk about fall, I feel like across the board, most people are like, oh yeah, fall's the best. But I did one of these the other day because Blake's playing softball. And so there are other moms that I don't know that well. The season just started. So like you try to say things that aren't awkward. And like I think compliments, you try to be nice to people. Mm-hmm. So this girl said, one of the moms said something to me. And she was like, oh, my daughter is so-and-so. I was like, yeah, you guys look just alike. She's like, you're mini-me. And obviously, it's a good thing because you guys both are cute. And then I started thinking, I was like, was that a weird thing to say? Like, the fact that I was like, you guys are both cute, obviously.
Right.
I, like, thought about that for, like, 30 minutes in my car. I was like, is that a weird thing to say? Because, like, at the end of the day, it's really difficult with these very small interactions. Because, like, the chances that you get it wrong, you know, because you don't have much time to correct it. So it's like you're walking to your car. You have 30 seconds to try to say something funny or clever. And then you walk to your car and you're like, that was not it.
Right. No, like, if I give a compliment to someone and it's innocent, like, I'll be like, hey, you look great. Or, like, to a woman, I'm like, that was like, you know, you look great. I was checking. I was like, no, I'm not saying any of that. I'm just saying, you know, you look nice today. That kind of, you know, that's it. Like, that's it. That's the end. I'm not thinking about this continually, but then you start to worry, and especially now you have to be super sensitive about things, right? Very aware.
Yes.
And so it's like, I'm not trying to make a pass. I'm just saying you look nicer or whatever. So I always get in my head about stuff like that. And I'm like, anyway, I think we're going to have nice weather this week. I think a high of 81, you know? So, you know, it falls great.
Yeah, that's the safety valve. That's the dumpy pass to the running back.
Right. Like, dump it off. I can't even get through my first read. Dump it off into the flat.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think everybody has the same thing. So, like, nobody on the opposite end of that conversation is going to their car being like, that person was so weird. Like, what a weird thing to say. Like, I have never thought that. It would have to be, like, something very extreme.
Yeah.
Like, if it's something, like, really strange. But, like, most of the time, like, people don't think about you that much. Like, people are selfish.
That's exactly right.
They're always thinking about themselves. So I think that's what I always fall back on. It's like, Chelsea, people don't care enough about you to, like, think too much about what you said.
There's that saying, like, people don't think about you nearly as much as you think about you. They just don't. So that's honestly a good way to look at it. Well, let's look at what we're going to see tonight. Thursday night football in Green Bay. Commanders, Packers. Tonight, two of the most storied franchises in NFL history meet again. Jordan Love and the Packers began their season by taming the Mighty Lions, and they did so on the very same field where Randy Moss once pretended to moon the Packers faithful. No mooning tonight, hopefully. Packers laying 3.5. Packers minus 190. Washington plus 155. Your total set at 48. And Chelsea, I will begin by asking you what side you're on, because I am definitely on the Commanders plus 3.5. I have 6 bets on the card. Will I make it 7? Possibly if I add this bad boy, but I think the hook is huge here. This feels like a field goal game to me.
Absolutely. I think when you look at this game and you consider the underdog, if you think this game is a coin flip, you always take the points, right? Mm-hmm. And especially with a team in the Commanders that have proven that they've been really good in close games. We saw this last year. And I understand some people use this as ammo against the Commanders and saying, oh, well, you know, they played in a bunch of close games and they won those. They're not going to do that again this year. But when you're getting 3.5 points, like, who sees this game as being a blowout? Like, what would have to go completely wrong for the Commanders for it to be a blowout? I just don't see it, because it does look like their defense is at least a little improved. We have some offensive line injuries for the Packers. And Jaden Daniels, end of discussion. You know, it feels like he is such a difference maker, and he is somebody who it feels like it's really difficult to prepare for on a short week, right? Like, these dual threat quarterbacks that present so many challenges, and you only have a few days to prepare for them. So it feels to me like the Commanders are the play.
I feel that way. And look, it's tough when you're someone who's kind of close to the team to look at things in an objective manner. But we're seeing right now Commanders plus 3.5 is minus 115. So I think we're going to get to the point where we might see this at 3 before game time. So if that's the case, then I would certainly look at maybe grabbing the Commanders now if you like that side. I just feel like that. I said earlier I like the over, and now maybe I'm backtracking on that. I'm not really a fan of a total here. But I do think when you've got a Commanders team that has vastly improved its defense, and in what I feel like is going to be a close game, I think Jaden Daniels, which may seem obvious, is going to be the real X factor here, which I don't even know if you can call him an X factor because he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league. But certainly in the clutch, there's no question he has proven that this guy is as cool as it gets. He does not get bothered by the moment. He embraces the moment. This guy is so singularly focused on being a quarterback
one of the greats to ever play the game, that, you know, he's turned down endorsement deals. You don't see him. Do you really see Jaden Daniels anywhere outside of football? No, you don't. You just see him on the field because he is all about the game. And he was fine in week one. And I saw Commanders fans complaining. I'm like, dude, it's good to be at this point. It's good to be back. And we're back if you're unhappy with a week one winning against the Giants. Some people were. I was not. And so Jaden didn't play in the preseason. There were some throws that he missed. And yet the Commanders looked great. That offensive line handled that Giants defensive line, which is a top three unit in the league. So I know the Packers have a very good defense. Micah Parsons will be a factor. But also, if you look historically, a lot of the guys on this Commanders offensive line, they've dealt with Micah before. They know what to expect because, of course, they played within the division and played the Cowboys twice a year, right? So seeing Micah Parsons is not going to be new to these guys, right? I think that's huge to remember that Micah played with the Cowboys. The Commanders know the Cowboys. He's not going to suddenly show up and be like, oh my God, Micah Parsons is here. This is par for the course when you think about historically the Commanders going up against him. So I like them to do a better job than you might think, and I like the Commanders plus the 3.5.
Well, counterpoint, and obviously I agree with you. I'm going to be on the Commanders. Mm-hmm. But just because they've faced Micah Parsons before doesn't mean they've been good against him. Because Micah Parsons has really good numbers against the Commanders. And granted, mm-hmm. he was on a different team when he was playing for the Cowboys. But 10.5 sacks in 8 career games against the Commanders, including 4.5 against Jaden Daniels in 2 games last year. So I think this is one of the key matchups that a lot of people are excited for because, you know, Micah Parsons is such a wild card and somebody who is a physically freak of nature that it feels like maybe he's somebody who can actually get after Jaden Daniels. But I will say, you know, that's the more exciting matchup. But maybe the less sexy matchup that I do think is a big one here is what do we expect from the Commanders' run defense? Because last year, it was a major issue. One of the worst run defenses in the league. And just because there is one game where it looked like they looked better, are we sold on the Commanders' run defense?
I am. I really am. And look, you know, they're not going to be as good as they were against the Giants because the Giants are putrid, okay? So they're bad. They're a bad team. They couldn't go anywhere. But yet, you could see the improvement. Last year, the Commanders were bad against the run against almost everyone. It's not like they were good against the bad running teams, but anyone who could run, they struggled. They struggled against everyone. I believe they were 30th in the league against the run. Mm-hmm. And especially late in games, they got pushed around. So that's why they brought in Javon Kinlaw. You've got... Here's the thing is that Kinlaw and Daron Payne are the keys right there in the middle, right? And Javon Kinlaw, I think, is going to have a monster season. He's hyper-motivated. You know, Adam Peters drafted him originally out in San Francisco. He was a monster in game one. But also, they're deep there, right? Like, they have Johnny Newton in his second season, and he made plays. And Dorrance Armstrong made a lot of plays. I think, according to next-gen stats, I'm not a big stats guy. He had something like 9 pressures, something ridiculous against the Giants. So they just keep throwing body after body after body at you and wearing you down, and the Giants just went nowhere. And I think they've kind of heard the talk. The Commanders' defensive line has said, look, we're tired of hearing that we were the weak link last year. So they're motivated as well. And also, I think an important thing to point out is that this is their second year under Joe Witt Jr. as defensive coordinator, right? And so it more so affects the secondary, but when you're under a defensive coordinator for the second year, you get more comfortable with the scheme, right? And so they've had another year to sort of acclimate to a new defensive coordinator. And so I think that's a factor as well. So I'm a big believer in what we saw, at least based against the Giants, but I think that's going to continue tonight.
Here's something I saw that surprised me, because I think you think of the Commanders and you think of Jaden Daniels, and you're like, oh, they're a young team. Apparently, the Commanders are one of the oldest teams by average age in the NFL. And conversely, you look at the Packers, they're one of the youngest teams in the NFL. Can you put that into the handicap? Does experience matter more, or do you say this is not a good thing? Being old in the NFL is not great.
Well, the thing is, if you look at where they have older players, they're guys that are still performing at a high level. Like Bobby Wagner, one of the older players in the league. I mean, he's still playing. I mean, this guy's a gold jacket waiting to happen. He's a future Hall of Famer. Zach Ertz is older. He had one of his best years ever last year. He scored a touchdown in game one, was great during training camp. So, you know, I feel like that there's a difference between, you know, if you're just an older roster overall, I think it's skewed by the fact that you have some of these older guys, which skew that average a little bit, but ultimately these are guys who are still very productive. So it's not like older franchise or older roster and they're sort of falling off. They still have a lot of young pieces, but those veterans are still performing very, very, at a very high level. So that's not something I would worry about right now. At some point, yeah, you're going to have to like move forward because these guys can't play this way forever. But it's not something that concerns me right now or something I would include in my handicap.
Yeah. All right. So speaking of handicaps, I got a lot of prop bets I like. So you cover the team. Maybe you can talk me off of some of these. But, you know, your girl is a big fan of Deebo Samuel, and especially tonight. Feels like all the stars are aligning for him. Like, it's very easy to look at the first game like, oh, Chelsea, real hot take there. But he had 10 targets in the first game of the season, and he looked like the Deebo Samuel of old. And here's the thing. From a fantasy and props perspective, targets are the key. Because you don't want to bet on somebody who only had 3 targets and just had one big catch that's skewing the numbers. But he had the most targets of anybody on the team. Like, is it going to shock me if Terry McLaurin is more involved tonight? No, but I still think Deebo gets his. So the number for him is 50.5 receiving yards, 4.5 catches. I'm going to take the receiving yards. Somebody who is fully capable of taking, like, a little, you know, slant or a lateral and, you know, taking it for 25 yards. Deebo is that explosive. And plus, the silver lining to Terry McLaurin missing some time in training camp is the fact that Jaden Daniels got extra time to maybe spend, you know, working on his chemistry with Deebo Samuel. So, big Deebo Samuel fan tonight. I also think over 4.5 rush yards, they're going to use him in the run game at least for one play, right?
They have to. I love that play. I think we're going to see him used a lot. I think we're going to see Austin Eckler used a lot. I think that's how they're going to mitigate the Micah Parsons effect. And you're right, Micah Parsons has had a lot of success against the Commanders, but also now the Commanders have another weapon in Deebo, and now Bill Kroski-Merritt, who is so explosive. They have more tools than they had last year if they need to get the ball out quickly.
Bill's version. Jordan Hudson to trademark that. So let me ask you, for people who play fantasy football, like, who's getting the touches in the backfield? Like, it's a crowded backfield. Mm-hmm. When you have Austin Eckler, you have Bill, you have Jaden Daniels, who's probably going to get several, like, you know, carries in the run game. Mm-hmm. Like, who do you target here? Who's the lead back?
Eckler is still running back one. He's RB1. But also, Bill's the future. Like, I don't know if that starts tonight. I don't know if they want to work him in slowly because he is still a rookie and still learning the offense, but there's no question he is the most explosive back on that offense. And also, like, that's why they traded Brian Robinson Jr. away. They wanted someone. Mm-hmm. When Bill went off last week for that, his carry, which was like 42 yards or something, that was a longer carry than Brian Robinson Jr. ever had in his tenure here in Washington. So he adds a different element. They want him to be the guy. Coming up next, best bets, Donkster. We'll get you ready for Thursday Night Football to wrap things up on The Daily Tip.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is a Thursday, right? I'm starting to lose my mind, Chelsea. The Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Hope you're having a great morning. We appreciate you being with us. I'm Jinx. She is Chelsea Messenger. We got the Donkster on the way, our best bets as well. We've been talking about Thursday night football. Denton needs a nap. I need a nap. I don't know if I'm going to get one. Just could be espresso. I'm trying to figure out how much sleep I'm going to get. If I don't get a nap in right after this show, we're looking at like 2 or 3 hours sleep. I could come in here tomorrow. Maybe I'll just throw a hat on and roll on in. You never know.
So what's preventing you from a nap today? Like, what's the defense here?
The thing is that for every hour of the pregame show tonight is usually about an hour prep for me. So it's, at least for me, I tend to overprepare, but I always want to make sure that I'm ready to go and that I don't leave any details out or everything is, you know, the way I need it to make sure the show is as good as it can be. So we're talking about a 3-hour pregame show. That means 3 hours of prep. But then I also have to leave because I have to do the show since it's on the road from another radio station. So that means I need to start my prep around noon. So I can go home. And maybe, but it takes me a while to wind down. So I'll probably wind down about like 10:30. So I feel like I have maybe like an hour and a half spot or just a little, you know, little area there in my day where I can sleep.
I think as long as you have like an hour window, even if you don't fall asleep, the act of laying there and closing your eyes. Or that's even true. Like watching a TV show and letting your brain like decompress while just like in the horizontal position.
Yeah.
Like I feel like that does something, right? Like it's not as good as like REM or REM sleep. REM's the band. REM sleep, REM. Yeah. I'm losing my religion. but yeah, I think an hour is fine.
I think, yeah. Just, you know, just a little respite and then it's like full go, full bore. And then we'll be talking all sorts of football tomorrow. But I have to say, it's like, part of me is dreading it because I'm like, I'm going to be tired. But then I'm just so excited because it's Thursday night football. It's my team. And also, Fridays are the best days, right? Because we talk football the entire time. We got our bets. So I really am looking forward to that.
Yeah, that's the thing, too, is like, I always say, like, I'm going to go to bed at halftime. It never happens. I lay there, I close my eyes, and I'm like, what's the score now? How about now? And I'm like, Chelsea, just stay up and watch it because you're following it anyway. Box score checking is the worst.
I hear you. Also, we got to get to our bets. Chelsea, I'm just going to be a maniac today. I have 7 bets on the card. Whatever. I'm doing the fill today. Who cares? I'm going for it. I can't wait. I can't wait to find out what's coming up next on Bet Sweats. Joe O, Sammy P, they're going to preview tonight's game. They're going to have all sorts of great guests like they always do because it's a football Thursday. So let's jump right into it. And Chelsea's undefeated this week, so I want to hear what she has to say. Let's do it.
Time to place your bets.
All right. Chelsea Messenger, I don't want to let me. I know you hate it when I jinx you, so let me say this. It's been a very nice week for you.
That's right. And so all of my hopes and dreams and my streak rides on the shoulders of Deebo Samuel. I think it's going to be a big Deebo Samuel night for the Commanders, or at least that's what I am hoping. So best bet of the night is going to be Deebo over his receiving prop of 49.5 for -118. That's over at BetMGM just because the targets were there in week one. Because from a fantasy and props perspective, you want somebody who is getting plenty of opportunities. Maybe he doesn't get 10 targets like he did in the first week of the season tonight against the Packers. But I do think we see Jaden Daniels throwing the ball more because I do think this is going to be a closer game than what we saw against the Giants. And also, Debo looks revitalized. Like, he had 77 receiving yards. Last week, he also was involved in the run game, a little sprinkle. So I think that's a good thing. And plus, the silver lining for Terry McLaurin having a little bit of a holdout during training camp is that Jaden Daniels got a little bit of extra time to work with Debo Samuel, you know, one-on-one. So I like Debo tonight, over 49.5 receiving yards for minus 118.
All right, Chelsea, that's what I'm talking about. Good luck to you. Okay. God help me. I'm pulling a Phil Mickelson today. I'm throwing caution to the wind. Let's have some fun. We're doing a ton of baseball. I almost put some money on the NC State Wake game. I'm not going to do it. But let's start afternoon game. Pirates-Orioles, first five, under five. It's minus 150. Johan Oviedo taking on Cade Povich. So here's the thing. Oviedo has been awesome this season. Now, early on, I was like, I don't think so. But now we have a nice sample size, right? He's been really good. Only five earned runs in his last 19 innings pitched against very good hitting teams. Brewers, Red Sox, Blue Jays, Cade Povich, I know. Normally, I would not trust this guy, but the Pirates just aren't scoring at all. They are the worst first five team in baseball. Let's go Pirates, Orioles, first five, under five.
Yeah, the Pirates have scored two runs or fewer in five straight games. Their offense, not great, Bob. All right, Jenks, one more play for me before you get to your CVS receipt of bets. Going to go Debo Samuel over 4.5 rush yards. This feels like a really low number, and for good reason. He only got one carry last week, but did run it in for 19 yards and a touchdown. So I think he gets more touches tonight. So I think he can get this in one carry. So Debo Samuel over 4.5 rush yards, also making the card for me as well.
Oh, love those plays, because if they come home, that means probably a Commanders victory. How about some more baseball? Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. Marlins money line. Take it on the Nats. Betting on these bad teams. Minus 125. Look, Brad Lord taking on Ryan Weathers. I am fading Brad Lord. Okay, last time out, he was good against the Cubs. But before that, 17 runs in 12 and two-thirds innings. That's the Brad Lord we know, the one who's going to make us some money tonight. Ryan Weathers, back from rehab. Before he got injured, 1-1, 3.28 ERA, but in five minor league starts, ERA of 2. Washington's bullpen, always a factor when you're fading the Nats. I am. Cheap price on fading a bad pitcher. Marlins money line, minus 125, also on the Jays today. Hosting the Astros in Toronto, Christian Javier taking on Kevin Gausman. And I like Kevin Gausman here in a big way. Like, he's just been so solid. His home road split's about the same. He's got an ERA of 3.63 overall. But Christian Javier has not pitched a lot this season, has one road start. He went to Baltimore, gave up three earned over two innings. And historically, Kevin Gausman, really good against this Astros lineup. Also, Blue Jays have been winners when playing in Toronto this season. This is actually a good value play. It's at minus 150. I think it should be juicier. Blue Jays, 46-25 at home. We'll take them on the money line. And I can't believe he didn't play this. Phillies hosting the Mets? Yeah, I'm going to do it. Oh, yeah, I'm going to do it. Look, I'll make this very quickly. David Peterson on the mound for the Mets. He has regressed in the second half of the season. The Mets are scuffling. Phillies 48-23 at home. Phillies minus 139. And you know what? A few more bets. My God, I'm running out of breath here. Padres run line minus 119 hosting the Rockies. McCade Brown. Oh, this is a classic. McCade Brown going for the Rocks. His fourth ever major league start. He has been shellacked in three previous outings. ERA over 12. Last time we saw him, getting pummeled by this very same Padres team. Six earned in an inning and two-thirds. Randy Vasquez going for San Diego, two runs or less in five of his last seven games. Look, the Rocks kind of got hot early or mid-season, and by that I mean they won like two or three games in a row. They are still the worst run line team in baseball. Padres are fifth best in the majors. Padres run line, minus 120. How about some football? Woo! Commanders, +3.5. Hosting the Packers, I think the hook is what gets you the win here. I believe in that Commanders defense. And you know what? Even if the Giants offense is bad, and it is bad,
What did Marcus Ebersol tell us? I thought that was very interesting when we were talking about listening to beat reporters, guys who cover the team. They have a couple of injuries on that Packers offensive line. I think that's going to be huge for a Packers team that is going to want to run the ball against a defensive front for Washington, which is completely rejuvenated. Commanders plus 3.5 tonight in Green Bay. And finally, Austin Eckler over 2.5 receptions, minus 160. Man, this number just keeps going up. The Commanders have different backs who do different things. Austin Eckler, they'll do everything back. Bill Kroski-Merritt, the explosive guy. Chris Rodriguez, if he plays, he's the bowling ball. But Eckler is going to be the guy who Jaden Daniels checks down to and finds in the flat or right across the middle when Micah Parsons is breathing down his neck. He got this number last week. If you go back to last season, Eckler has hit this number in 5 straight games, over 2.5 receptions for Austin Eckler at minus 160, and we'll see how this works out.
Take a breath. That's a lot of bets for you, Jenks.
Yeah.
And I understand everybody wants to hear more about, like, the Rockies on a Thursday Night Football
yes.
day, but a lot of plays. I do like them all. We'll see how it turns out.
Okay, thank you. All right, got to get to Sammy B. So first, let's hear what the Dockster has to say. Dockster, good morning. Oh, upright, ready to go. What's going on?
You guys get to make top 5 lists. Now it's my turn.
Oh, boy.
I'm afraid to ask.
Since we've got Thursday Night Football in Green Bay, here are my top 5 cheeses and ladies. Number 5, Alexandra Daddario. Number 4, mozzarella. Number 3, Margot Robbie. Number 2, hard cheddar. And number 1, Sydney Sweeney.
Well, that's quite a...
It's actually not a bad list.
That's actually not bad, I have to say. Pretty good for you. Do you have a bet?
I do. Squad play. Philly's money line hosting the Metropolitans.
Okay. Look at... Is Sammy P wearing a freaking jacket like a stud about to pose on the cover of GQ? What's up, baby?
I am stunned that Jenks picked the Commanders, Chelsea. Just stunned. I never saw that Shock. Coming.
Do you like the Packers? Am
Shock
I wrong here?
No, we're on the dog. We like the dog. There Joe and go. I both. Tom Brady, Stephen A. Smith, both have the Packers as the best team in the league. Yeah. And you know what happens when that happens.
Good.
Ah, yes. When the panel all agrees that the favorite's going to win, that's when the dogs are barking. And especially, it's an easy dog to fall in love with. Like, it's like finding, like, a golden retriever at the pound. You're like, what's this doing here? I'll be on the Commanders.
All right. So now we're fading everybody on the Packers, and we're all on the Commanders. So somebody is definitely going to be way wrong.
God, it needs to be Stephen yes. A. Smith. We need to be right. I need this, okay? I need this. Sammy P., you look great, man. Mm-hmm. Have a great show. Let's get a dub tonight. That's it for us here on The Daily Tip, where we discuss football, ladies, and cheese. I'm Jinx. She's Chelsea. Yeah. Good luck in your bets tonight. We'll see you tomorrow.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.